All right, good evening, beautiful people. How you doing on this Friday evening? I know I feel like it's been like forever since I made an episode, but welcome back to another episode. And how y'all doing out there? Hope y'all being safe. Hope your families are good during this pandemic. Hope y'all staying out of the virus and not exposing yourselves. But I have some topics I want to cover. It's a lot been going on, so let's get to it. And for our first topic, what I want to talk about is today is 9/11. So to everybody that was involved in 9/11 and people that died, my condolences go out to your families. I know this is an emotional moment. You know, 9/11 happened 19 years ago today, September 11, 2001, due to a terrorist attack of Osama bin Laden, and he ended up eventually being killed. And I know my father was part of 9/11. He was there. He used to work by the World Trade Center. So I'm thankful that he came out of there alive and wasn't seriously injured or was a casualty. So let's get into 9/11 since we're on the topic. 2 decades after 9/11, terror has morphed. As another anniversary of September 11, 2001 attack approaches, we are reminded of how far we've come in the fight against global terrorism. In these intervening years, we have largely kept our community secure against the threat of mass violence from afar, in part by killing terrorists like 9/11's mastermind Osama bin Laden. But the anniversary also reminds us that the threat against America today is no less serious than it was 2001. A steady drumbeat of violence continues, just enough to ensure that our society never quite feels completely safe. Political divisions have hardened both here and abroad, giving extremists new ground for recruiting from among millions of Generation Z and Generation Alpha youth who spend unprecedented amounts of time online and alone. So, as you know, 9/11 happened 19 years ago today, and you know the planes crashed into the two towers as the towers set on fire. A lot of people were in the building, and like I said, the attacks were. That were led by Osama bin Laden, eventually was killed. And a lot of people lost their lives that day. It was all over the news. It was an ongoing thing like all day. Trains were suspended. People were running around scattered. Smoke everywhere, fire everywhere. It was just it was a disaster, chaos that nobody should even have to experience. It was a tragic series of events. Due to the terrorist attack. And like I said before, my condolences go out to everybody's family that didn't make it, to everybody's loved ones who didn't make it through 9/11. And I just hope that something like this never happens again. Good thing nothing has happened like this ever again, or a terrorist attack happened like this ever again. So that's what I want to say about 9/11. On to the next topic, at least 15 people have been killed in California, Oregon, and Washington wildfires. Authorities found 7 bodies in Northern California on Thursday as firefighters battled multiple ravaging wildfires, raising the total number of victims in the state to 10. At least 5 others have been killed in Washington State and Oregon this weekend amid a series of out of control wildfires. The deadly, fast-moving wildfires ravaging across multiple West Coast states on Thursday have forced about 500,000 people in Oregon to flee their homes. The Oregon Office of Emergency Management estimates that about half a million people, more than 10% of the state's population, according to the Census Bureau, have been evacuated, and that number continues to grow. The wildfires have left at least 8 people dead in California, Washington State, and Oregon this week, and were raging out of control Thursday despite firefighters' efforts. Now, I've been seeing, you know, these wildfires and has been burning people's houses and stuff like this. If you live in those states, California, Oregon, Washington, or any states that deal with fires and hurricanes and earthquakes, I pray that y'all be safe out there, because the earthquakes and wildfires damage a lot of homes, damage a lot of people. A lot of people get hurt and a lot of people get killed. So you just have to be careful and be safe and try to prepare as best you can when these events happen like this. And it's so sad that a lot of people lose their homes and they end up homeless because of a wildfire that happens in the area, or a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, whatever the case may be. It's just so sad, and the community get destroyed, and people are just not the same after that. So I'm just praying for everybody that lives out there in those states. Be safe and just stay away from those. Stay away from the wildfire and don't get caught up in the hurricanes and tornadoes and stuff like that in the area. It's just sad what the other states are going through and that this is actually happening. I feel bad and feel... It just makes me feel appreciative of what I have here because other states and other countries go through tragic events like this. So I appreciate everything I have and I'll take nothing for granted because this can happen to our area anytime if it really wanted to happen. So I appreciate everything I have around me. On to the next topic. 4 Houston police officers involved in fatal shooting are fired. 4 Houston police officers have been fired for fatally shooting an apparently emotionally disturbed man who was on the ground, wounded, and incapacitated before a final volley of 21 shots. Police Chief Art Acevedo showed graphic body cam video later released publicly and announced the department's findings until the April 21 shooting of the 27-year-old man, Nicholas Chavez. Acevedo said Thursday that Chavez had been incapacitated by multiple taser cartridges, bean bags, and 3 gunshots for the 4 officers fired after he was down, total 21 shots in the final moments of a 15-minute encounter. Before the final burst of gunfire, Chavez is seen in a video crawling and pulling out wires attached at a police taser. Acevedo said the 2 cartridges and the taser had been discharged. So, I'm glad that these police got fired and they got what they deserved. I just wish stuff like this, when cops do stuff like this, they lose their job immediately and not just walk away free or get suspended or serve a little jail time. They need to be fired and they need to get with their gun and badge immediately when stuff like this happens. This stuff needs to happen all over the world. Stuff like this happen all over the world. And so they can, start firing police officers if they don't do their job correctly. So I'm glad Houston Police Department decided to fire all 4 officers because it seems like another man was shot and he was unarmed and was harmless and he was ready on the ground and already wounded before they let out 21 shots. 21 shots? 21 bullets on a human being? That is a lot of bullets that's traveling all over your body. That's unnecessary. Very unnecessary. So I'm glad they lost their job because that's what they deserve. That's what they deserve, and that needs to start happening more around the world where police are getting fired. Because then maybe if the other cops see the other cops get fired, maybe they start doing their job better and just not abuse that power to just think what they can do whatever they want and just hurt people however they can and just shoot crazy at a person. Because at the end of the day, police are trigger happy. And I say trigger happy, they're very scared and they go to the gun the first thing because they're scared of people and they are feared of other people, so they use their gun to kill us. And honestly, without the gun and badge, honestly, I think most officers can't really defend themselves without that gun and badge, to be honest. Because y'all so terrified of people that the only way you guys are going to stop us is by using the taser or using the gun. Because you can't really defend yourself as an officer. So that's what you guys rely on. That's how I feel about it. But I'm just glad they're fired and they won't be wearing a badge and won't be hurting anybody anymore. Now, I'm going to get into the NBA playoffs. I have missed updating you guys on the recent games. The last game I had talked about was the Raptors and Celtics. That was at Game 6. But the Raptors had beat the Celtics in Game 6 to force a Game 7 and double overtime. Raptors win 125-122. Kyle Lowry with 33. Norman Powell with 23. Fred VanVleet with 21. Jaylen Brown with 31. Tatum with 29. Daniel Theis with 18. The Raptors force a Game 7. As they stay alive, it was an elimination game for them. It was a great game. Game was going to the wire, going to the end. Guys were tired, playing big minutes, but the Raptors found a way to pull it out, and hopefully they will win game 7 and play the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. I still got the Raptors winning. I picked them to win, and hopefully they win game 7 and don't disappoint me. Clippers have beat the Nuggets in game 4 to go up 3-1. Now the score, Clippers 96, Nuggets 85, Kawhi with 30, Montrezl Harrell with 15, Lou Williams with 12, Nikola Jokic with 31, Jamal Murray with 18, Michael Porter Jr. with 15. This game, the Clippers were locked in defensively and shut down the Nuggets. The Nuggets shot low percentage from the field. Murray didn't shoot too well. Porter played good, but he didn't really get, wasn't really involved in the second half. And as I'm pretty sure you know the press conference, what he said, that they rely on Jokic and Murray too much, and in order to beat the Clippers, they need to get more guys involved, and saying they need to get more touches. Now, I get where he's coming from. I agree, but I feel like he should have said that with his coach and not to the media. Because you say it to the media now, people are going to start looking at you twisted and look at you differently. I feel like he should have had a conversation with his coach and not to the media. I'm not saying he's wrong, but he just said it to the wrong people. And then on to the game last night with the Lakers and the Rockets. Lakers win 110, Rockets 100. Lakers take a 3-1 lead in the series. Anthony Davis with 29, LeBron and Alex Caruso with 16 each, Rondo with 11, Russ with 25, Harden with 21, Gordon with 19. Now, the Lakers were playing outstanding defense, and they played great defense on the Rockets in game 4. They got on them quick and jumped on them, had a big lead. But then the fourth quarter, they took off their foot off their gas, and the Rockets trying to make a little comeback, and they got outplayed in the fourth quarter, but it was a little too late. But I like the way the Lakers are playing good. They just need to cut down on the turnovers and stop letting James Harden get to the line so much. And he had 21 points, basically all free throws. Only made 2 field goals. But besides that, I like the defense they're playing. I like how everyone's getting involved offensively. And they just look overall a good team. And a good team. They've been playing good basketball in the playoffs. And now the closeout game for the Lakers is Saturday. And the games tonight that's going on, the Raptors and Celtics game 7. And the winner of that game will play the Heat in the conference finals. I know I'm going with Toronto. I'm sticking with Kyle Lowry and those boys. I'm predicting them to win, so I'm sticking with them. And the Clippers look to close at the Nuggets tonight. Well, as a game is going on right now to advance to the Western Conference Finals, where they will most likely play my Lakers. And now on to some NFL news. As the NFL season started yesterday, opening day was yesterday, and here's what changes you can expect as the NFL season starts during the pandemic. The wait is over and the NFL is back, but things might look differently from the years past. The first difference will be the stands, as many teams decide not to have fans or spectators, but it's not true for the NFL opener. The Chiefs announced it will allow a limited amount of fans, and they will only hold 22% of the 76,000 seats. So yesterday it was only like 15,000, 16,000 fans in the stands. As you see, half of the seats were empty. And the sidelines also look different, and some players will be missing because everybody decided not to play. Some players opted out to not play in the NFL. But I like what they did. Before the game started, how both teams were in midfield and they stood next to each other, arm in arm, locked each other arm to arm, standing in unity, and I like that initiative. But if you really notice, people were booing them when they did that. That just goes to show that people don't really care about what's going on. They just care about themselves. They don't care about the social injustice and racial injustice going on. But I like what the players are standing for in sports, as they want change, just as the people want change. So yeah, I like that initiative, what they're doing. And the Chiefs beat the Texans opening night 34-20. Patrick Mahomes threw for 211 and 3 TDs. Edwards-Helaire had 25 carries, 138 yards, and 1 TD. Watkins, Kelce, and Hill scored 1 TD each. Watson with 253 yards, threw 1 TD and 1 pick. David Johnson with 11 carries, 77 yards, and 1 TD. Fuller had 8 catches, 412 yards. So, Chiefs win 1-0. I expect them to win. They are the better team, defending champs. NFL, more NFL games on Sunday, week 1. And we'll see what happens with those games. And this is pretty much it for my podcast. Save more for daily episodes. I'll get back to daily uploading. And until next time, this is your host, Tyler Brown. And I am out with your daily news.